Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have a lot going on in D.C., and Congresswoman Claudia Tenney is here to talk about it. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday, I saw you on Fox, and there was the vote on the Senate floor to advance to debate the big, beautiful bill, which did pass through the House, and we saw a few Republicans not vote with the bill. What do you think of the bill being able to advance, and did you have any major issues with the bill the way it passed in the House?
Look, the bill, as I described, saw my Fox interview. I still have yet to vote on a perfect piece of legislation, especially one that is so large and has so many things in it that we need to get done. But as a member of the Ways and Means Committee, which, by the way, has the largest jurisdiction of any other committee in Congress, we were tasked to actually try to find as many of the president's priorities to get them through the Ways and Means Committee with negotiations. You know, we were squirreled away for months and all these, you know, marathon days going through every provision, everything the president wanted in the bill and everything we knew we needed to do, like renewing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which was part of the first first package the president put out in 2017, which is really critically important. It's the largest tax cut in history. And if we don't renew those tax cuts, you're going to see the largest tax increase in history. And we've added even more to the bill. We've made some technical fixes on the tax side to make this bill even better, to continue to prioritize small businesses, lower and middle income taxpayers, people who are actually driving our economy, especially in upstate New York and especially in New York 24 that I represent, which is mostly small businesses and individuals, people with pass-through incomes, meaning they don't use the corporate entity. They use their own personal S-corporation or their proprietorships or however they do their taxes. And so we wanted to maximize their ability to get tax cuts, to reinvest, and to put more people on the payroll, which we need. We need more jobs. We need more people paying into all these programs, whether paying taxes, paying into Social Security, all those things that we need to drive growth. And part of that also includes some of the provisions coming from the Energy and Commerce Committee, and that means unleashing American energy. Sadly, we come from New York State. Thankfully, in upstate New York, we have hydropower. All of the nuclear power assets in the entire state of New York that are operational are in New York 24 along Lake Ontario's shoreline. That provides baseload emission-free power. We have a lot of issues with the stability of our energy grid because of the far left idiotic policies of the left. The people in Albany, even the governor has embraced some of these things. We have been gifted some of the most rich natural gas reserves in the entire nation, the Marcellus and Utica Shale that are right here in upstate New York in the southern tier, and yet we can't touch those thanks to a moratorium by Governor Cuomo and now kept in place by Kathy Hochul and the far-left Democrats who don't understand upstate New York, don't understand that we need an all-of-the-above strategy when it comes to energy, and natural gas has been a gift of lower emission, cleaner burning energy solutions that will give us an opportunity for data centers, for investing in AI, investing in technology, bringing jobs back. We also have a huge amount of money in this bill that is going to help us protect our border, money we need to make sure that we do these things in an orderly way, making sure that we actually get immigration in a proper way where people are legally coming to this country. We need them. We want them to come work here, but we want them to be legal. And we need to deal with the fact that is people don't want to talk about, but under Biden, we have literally illegal cartel members who are profiting off our borders. And as this is a border state, New York, they're profiting off human trafficking, off drug trafficking. They're doing whatever they can, and they had a free ride under Joe Biden, and they're still here in our communities. And we're targeting those people through ICE, but we need the resources to do that. We also need to make sure that we protect our military. We have to make sure we keep America safe, and all of these things are in there, in addition to the largest mandatory spending cut in our nation's history. A lot of the people on the right, and I consider myself a conservative, don't realize that we have major cuts in here that we have never had before. We can't just completely eliminate the federal government in 1 year or we'll go into an irreversible recession. What we need to do is have a long-term plan, which we have, a 10-year plan to continue every single year cutting our debt and deficit, getting growth, and making sure we have our economy on the right path, restoring American security, restoring our economy, making us the true leaders of the world, and bringing that back. And that could be done, but we've got to pass that bill. It's not going to be perfect. And we have another chance, obviously. We can do another reconciliation where we can fix even more of what we need to do. But right now, immediate relief is necessary. And the president knows that. And that's why he's pushing for this July 4th deadline. And that's why, again, I'm not getting everything I want. We've been fighting for things that we know will help upstate New York. Some things got added back in. Some of my, priorities and my bills were added back in. Some were not. But we're working really hard to make sure we meet the needs of not only our country, but also New York 24.
To the Medicaid topic, because obviously the left is pushing a lot on the Medicaid mentions in this bill. They talk about it's going to cut, Kathy Hochul said it. Our great county executive, Mark Poloncarz, talks about it, I think, every day about the cuts to Medicaid.
County executive?
That's what?
Your favorite county executive.
Well, there's a little sarcasm in there, Congresswoman. But we hear about these cuts in Medicaid
next year.
oh, believe me, that'll be a fun race to watch. Just because, well, I can't get into my opinion, Congresswoman. That's something we'll talk about during the week. But what is the realistic mentions of Medicaid?
By the way,
what's that?
I said your opinion is slipping through somehow.
Well, I'm just saying it would be very nice to see, a guy who's avoided this show for the last 3 years. It'd be nice to see his career end in such a way if he ran against you. But again, that's for next year. What's the real mentions of Medicaid in this bill?
Yeah, well, first of all, I penned an op-ed on Medicaid, and I think New Yorkers have to take a sobering look at this. First of all, New York State has the highest per capita rate for Medicaid of any state in the entire United States, and that includes California. You can put California and Texas together, and the cost is still not as high as New York. We have, out of 19 million people, we have about 8 million people that are now on Medicaid, or what they call the Essential Plan, which is an expansion of Medicaid. We have about 5 million people in the state that are actually eligible. So we have able-bodied young adults with no dependents, do not have special needs, do not come under any definition where they would be eligible for Medicaid, who are taking Medicaid. All we're asking is that we actually get them to work, which, by the way, means they're going to be paying Social Security, they're going to be paying taxes, they're going to be helping with our communities. Or, in the alternative, and same with the SNAP benefits, they can actually volunteer 20 hours a week and help other communities and help our neediest people in our communities. What is wrong with that? And the Democrats are melting down because they're claiming that all these people are going to get thrown off Medicaid. There are people that are not eligible that are actually taking advantage of the system. And you know what that does? It makes it really difficult for people who really deserve it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, who we've set this program aside for, who we need to care about, our senior citizens, again, people with special needs, people who have fallen on hard times that are eligible for Medicaid. They may have children that are young and they need this a little hand up until they can get themselves stable and get themselves back to work eventually. These are the people that are truly eligible, not people who are sitting in their basement, you know, doing social media posts and, you know, helping Mark pulling cars, as you may say. But this is the kind of thing that we have to do. We can't keep doing this to New York taxpayers, or we'll have no New York taxpayers left. But here's a little bit of the riff. The New York state law, there was a court of appeals decision that said that even if somebody's not eligible for Medicaid in New York, this is our far left court, we still have to cover them. So the New York taxpayers, even if they aren't considered eligible on the federal side, they will still be paid to do whatever they want to do, not go to work, not volunteer in some of our communities with our community organizations, they can still collect Medicaid. So the truth is, no one's going to be kicked off Medicaid in the state of New York because the taxpayers are going to take that burden on, even if it's not the federal taxpayers that are paying for it. So this is the mythology spread by the Democrats. It's fear-mongering, and they don't want to see a correction in this. But I'll tell you what's really interesting. New York is still the only state that requires our local governments to pay a share, a 25% share of the Medicaid burden, the only state in the country. I actually authored a bipartisan bill when I was a member of the state assembly with a Democrat named Amy Pollan. She's still in the assembly, to take that Medicaid share and give it back to the state like every other state and make New York State representatives, now run by the Democrats with a veto-proof majority and Kathy Hochul, and make them be more responsible. At some point, the taxpayers have to stand up and realize that continuing to tax and tax and tax is going to hurt our ability to be business friendly, attract jobs, and more people are going to leave. And understand something, in the state of Florida, they have millions more people, 3 or 4 million more people than we do. They have a much lower Medicaid rate in terms of the cost, and they have no income tax. And now they're looking at even reducing their property taxes and having less taxes, because guess what happens with less taxes? You get more growth, you get more people coming back, and you get a larger economy. And that's exactly what we're doing with the tax cuts. So a lot of really important sort of points to look at of what works, and everything that goes wrong in the United States can be looked at right at New York State. The way the Democrats operate, you know, they've nominated this communist who wants to tax everyone and give everything away for free. It's going to be absolutely a disaster. It'll be a catastrophe for the state of New York, because even though New York City is you know, losing more and more people and more of its economic strength, it still drives much of the economy in New York. If this guy gets elected, you are going to see the rest of the state getting dragged down with him. And I'm referring to Mamdani, the communist, you know, anti-Semitic jihadist that the Democrats have put as their leading candidate in the United States' largest city.
I have a question on that, actually. You know, Cuomo says he's going to stay on the independent line. Does that just give Mamdani a clear path to the mayor because now Adams and Cuomo will split the non-Mamdani vote?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting point. I've been trying to find the numbers, and maybe you've seen this. You know, primaries are typically low turnout, and I saw someone deciding this, and I haven't verified it, so maybe someone can verify that for me. Only about, Mamdani only got about 5% of the vote. So independents and other Democrats and Republicans and other party members can vote for someone else. So when you think about it, he could be beaten, but it looks, I think Cuomo actually could cause a splitter, which could result in Mamdani getting elected. And the interesting thing about that is, you know, Cuomo, they say, didn't really put forth much of a campaign. He just figured he was going to win, but he didn't have the energy. He was never going to go anywhere. And so a lot of people are angry at him. So I don't think he's going to get the vote out. And there's a movement to get behind, you know, as flawed as he is. Mayor Adams is supporting the police, and, you know, Mamdani is about defunding the police, and people in New York City, feel unsafe right now. And a lot of people are looking at selling their condos and leaving the city, moving to New Jersey, Connecticut, or even Florida and Tennessee and other places, you know, where the tax climate is much better for them.
Back to the big, beautiful bill. You know, it was 51-49 on the floor. You had two Republicans vote against it. Looking at the Republicans that voted for it, Ron Johnson made the last minute flip to yes. Lisa Murkowski was on there, which I was surprised. Is there anyone that you are concerned voting yes to advance that might not be a yes before Friday?
Look, there's a lot of people talking, and I think Tom Tillis has indicated that he doesn't like some of the things in the bill. Now, remember, they got to send this bill back to the House, and we've got we have an option to make adjustments to it, or see if we can get our members on board. I think what people need to look at right now is we have gotten through some really aggressive debate on policy all through crafting and creating this bill on all 11 committees of jurisdiction. But in the end, sometimes it comes down to politics, and that's just the reality. And though it doesn't have everything I would like in it, I would love to see us get something done so we get immediate relief on the key provisions and get back to our second round of reconciliation and get to some of those things. And I'll tell you something, a sad thing. Not one Democrat is going to vote for this, all because it is President Trump's signature bill, and they don't want to be aligned with President Trump, even though the President of the United States this past week just had probably one of the most incredible weeks I've seen in presidential history. He's doing an incredible job, and even the haters out there have been admitting that President Trump has been doing really well, people even on the Republican side who don't like him. So getting this initiative through, getting it done quickly so we can have immediate relief, should be a priority of everyone. And I heard Chip Roy and others say, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for it for the first round. But you cannot, look, I'd love to see us eliminate our deficit and our debt in a year or two. We can't do that without throwing our economy in a tailspin. But what are we seeing in anticipation of this? Record highs on the stock market, which is not an indicator, the only indicator, but it is an indicator. The positive outlook that people have now. President Trump is doing amazing things with peace deals, with NATO, this issue with Israel and Iran. We are on a high right now, and I think getting this bill done will send us the assurances and the stability that we need so we can actually grow and we can see businesses and others know the certainty that for the next 10 years, this bill is going to be in place and we're going to have businesses being able to invest again. And especially in New York State, where we need this investment, we need the growth. And that's where I see that this has got to be, we've got to not let, and I hate this phrase, but it is true in this case, do not let perfect be the enemy of the good here, because, again, there's things I don't like here, but gosh, I'm going to fight so hard to get the things I didn't get in the next bill or in a standalone bill with some of the Democrats who have supported some of my bills to get them on the floor. I'm pleased that some of the things did get in, but we can do technical fixes, and I'm hoping that we're able to do that. President Trump has a huge mantle right now, and I think he's going to use it this week to make sure that we get everybody on board, at least enough to get it across the finish line. And he really wants to sign it on July 4th. He likes to meet deadlines. So We'll see.
The Supreme Court had a big day on Friday. The big ruling was against the injunctions that President Trump has seen in some of the most liberal districts throughout the country. Your thoughts on that decision Friday?
Yeah, you're talking about the realignment of Article III powers of the justices who think that it, because they're appointed in a district in one section of a state, that they can have universal jurisdiction over the job of the executive. This is not what our Constitution conceived. And I think going back and realigning the role of a judge, especially, a judge that's a district court judge, you can go to, they can weigh in on constitutional issues, which of course they're required to do, which is part of the jurisdiction of getting into the court in the first place. But those things need to go through the appellate process, and you cannot rule on things that are within Article II powers of the President of the United States, especially when it comes to foreign affairs and other areas where he has power. This is realigning our co-equal branches of government. Not one is more powerful than the other. I thought it was particularly interesting that Amy Coney Barrett took a shot at Ketanji Brown about, putting a political decision out and not looking at interpreting the Constitution. And that was a really interesting exchange and extraordinary. You don't usually see that kind of interplay between the justices, but I think it was really important that she made that statement, and she was joined by the other conservatives on the court, which is important. We have co-equal branches of government. The judicial branch is not superior to the executive branch, not superior to the legislative branch. The only thing the judicial branch is there to do is to determine the constitutionality, and they need to be neutral. They should not be engaging in politics. And often people don't understand this. I'm going to tell you, as a lawyer and the daughter of a Supreme Court justice, who, by the way, served a lot in Erie County when the judges used to travel, you have to look at sometimes the Constitution comes out in the favor of conservatives, in the favor of liberals. It's all based on the interpretation of what the Constitution says, and that's what judges should be focused on, not inserting their political views or beliefs. And that's why this decision happened.
Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, as always, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much, and I'm looking forward to my debate with Mark Poloncarz.
Hey, if you can get a hold of him. Let them know that we're still waiting.
And maybe you and David Bellavia can be the moderators.
I mean, let me tell you, Congresswoman, I would not bet on the chances of that, of him accepting that. But we would be happy to take part in it. Always great talking with you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.